This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all love to treat ourselves every now and then, right? Like go out and buy a nice coffee, maybe get a little extra legroom on the plane. Then why are we always settling for doctors? Your health is the most important thing. That's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. You know how I feel about making phone calls, and that is why I discovered ZocDoc many years ago before I even had a podcast. And so I'm thrilled. This feels very full circle. I use ZocDoc all the time in LA. I still use them here in Cincinnati. It's just such a cool service to be able to put in your insurance and find a doctor for whatever your ailment might be. I actually found an ENT doctor once when I had this sinus infection, probably TMI. But anyway, I love ZocDoc. I've loved it for years. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's how easy it is. Sometimes they even have same day appointments. I know I've gotten some in the past. Go to ZocDoc.com/drink and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/drink. ZocDoc.com/drink.
It's happy. Gonna be May.
I don't know why I decided to insert myself. Good job.
Thank you. Wow, only 1 month left everyone to
prepare.
Tuck and cover. Tuck and cover, duck and cover.
Duck and cover, tuck and roll.
Duck and cover. Yeah, yeah. Stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll. Our birthdays are coming.
It's gonna be my birthday.
It's May. It's a very special time. It's the start of Gemini season, start of warm weather, patio drinking.
Patio drinking, yeah.
M's and my birthdays. All the good things are coming your way, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy May Day. And I hope wherever you are having something spooky go on in your life, but in a fun way, like
in
a Casper way.
An easy, fun way. Not like in an
easy, breezy ghost.
Yeah.
Easy, breezy haunting.
I brought this. It's a LaCroix.
Oh, La Cola.
I love the cola flavor. I might be the only one on the planet. I'm not sure, but I have to buy it on like Amazon or something because I can't find it in the store.
Can you do the crack into the microphone?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little less crack into it, baby. There's that sizzle.
That was like one of those like oddly satisfying moments, which by the way, I went to the dentist a couple days ago, and somehow we got on the topic, and by we I mean her hands were in my mouth the whole time. So you tell me how we
and
got
you were
on this
having
topic.
A heart condition.
Oh yeah, that was rough. But we were bonding, her and I. She and it ended up somehow oddly satisfying came up, and then she started talking about how much she loves Dr. Pimple Popper, and I was like,
oh yeah, that's
like,
your stuff.
This is my kind of dentist office. Yeah. So anyway, love a good. I hope everyone's popping their pimples. I hope everyone's getting haunted a little bit. It's a good May.
Be
good
gentle May on your skin though. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Just a gentle popping. You know what I mean?
Gross.
Just a little satisfying. Okay, anyway. Christine, change the topic, why don't you? Say something fun. I know you're going to say the thing.
Camping is intense.
What? No, say the thing that I know you want to talk about. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I forgot for a second.
I forgot. This is what I do, and I feel like I can't figure it out, and I feel like nobody really understands this about me, and I wish they would, and I wish somebody would explain my behavior to myself, but I guess it's just disassociation.
You wouldn't listen.
I would disassociate, much like I do when really exciting things happen to me, much like I do when Chip Coffee tags me in an Instagram post.
Ayo!
And I said, oh, okay. And then I closed Instagram. I said, enough Instagram for today. And I closed it and I didn't think about it again until Em was like, hey, I have something to tell you. And I was like, oh, I already know. And you were like, how excited were you? And I was like, oh, I haven't let it go into my mind yet. Like, I don't
like how you said you turned off Instagram for the day as if you were like, obviously something silly is happening on the internet because this could not be true.
Wait a second. But we had another big thing. Like the day before, 24 hours earlier or 48 hours earlier.
Bagel Bites
shared M's story without even realizing what happened.
It makes me pretty confident that we have skated by this whole time. He does not know who we are.
I kind of love that for us because it means we are so much more powerful than we thought.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'll take it.
I mean, but I know it seems like, oh, we're nobodies because like he clearly shared our post. He had no idea. Like he clearly doesn't know that we talk about it way an uncomfortable amount because he'd probably avoid us. But it also means that we can continue to keep talking about him an uncomfortable amount without repercussions. And I feel like that's a really powerful thing, you know?
What about, you got to tell me now that you've really marinated on it. You got to tell me about Mr. Coffee.
Okay.
Did you write to him?
I didn't yet. I'm planning it. I commented and I made Blaze read the comment like three times before I posted it. And it's not anything weird. It's just like, but I had to make sure it's not weird.
It's not weird because Blaze triple facted it for you.
It's not weird except I made it weird. So, anyway, I just made everyone look at your story that you made because it cracked me up and I felt like it summed up the experience. M shared Chip Coffee's post, which, by the way, says that his friend informed him that Christine and M talked about him on their And That's Why We Drink podcast. Thanks for the shout out. And I just loved reading the comments because it was so fun. People saying like, oh, I've been looking for a new podcast, or like, oh, I started Kindred Spirits because Christine talked about it. And like, it was just so cool to see like a little crossover forming. Some people who were like, whoa, like my favorite psychic medium and my favorite podcast combining.
Oh, that's nice.
So it was very cool. But then M shared the post and wrote, if you felt a chill in the air today, here's why. Everybody wish Christine's spirit safe travels as it leaves her body and never returns. And I was like, that's, I think, what disassociating feels like. So I felt like you really hit the nail on the head with that one.
I knew the second, first of all, I wasn't going to post anything. I was going to let you be the inaugural poster. But when you seemed to be very not fazed by it, I was like, I'm going to help you out here. I was like, I think you need to know that people are very excited about this for you.
I just don't know how, like,
what kind of ringing endorsement must he have heard about us to post on his permanent feed? You know what I mean?
He like, has a blue check, so like he clearly like cares about what he's posting. So it was an honor that he posted our logo.
And it's not just like I'll post it on the story and it'll never be seen in 24 hours. Like it's there to be seen after. It's there to be seen next week. You can see it again next week.
I'm going to see it again next week because I saved it.
Because you printed it out and it got Framebridge to like give you a ceiling to floor sized copy.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is about me, except that the second anything kind of becomes like emotionally a lot, I get into overload and I just shut down completely. And so I don't even let things come into my head. I'm just like, and then I just fully never experience them. And I've had some things in my past that my therapist keeps being like, you have to like acknowledge and experience that. And I'm like, I'd rather not. Like bad
well,
things
I,
I'm talking.
The same thing happens to me though. I feel so bad because when Allison tries really hard, if anyone tries really hard to throw me a surprise, my reaction is always the most piss poor attitude because I just shut down. Like I don't look excited because
which is terrible because you're the one who wants all these surprises and then you're like
I want this and I on the inside I'm stoked that there's a surprise, but I think it's probably like a trauma response of like I need to process what's happening before I let myself know how to react. And like, which is like so unhealthy.
Yeah, and
but like, poor, like,
even you've surprised me with things. And then you're like, well, you don't seem to like it very much. And I'm like, okay, now
I know,
that you're telling
me
this, I feel like you should understand.
Well, now as I'm saying it, I'm also realizing that that's probably what's happening to you too.
Yeah.
But even like Allison, like, anytime she surprised me, I just like am immediately quiet. And then she's like, are you not having fun? Was this a bad call? And I'm like, no, I just need to think it through. Life changes freak me out. Yeah. But no, I totally understand why you would feel that way. Honestly, if an Avenger ever tagged me in something, I would probably just turn off my phone and shut off for the day.
You're like, that's enough internet for today.
This can't be real. So yeah. It's why let myself get my hopes up that it is real. Because it's Precisely. Just a mean prank, obviously. Well, I'm here to tell you it is real. And Chip Coffee has heard your name before and heard our podcast, of our podcast at least, and tagged about us. And just, you deserve the recognition because so you have kind. Said... You've said very lovely things about Chip Coffee.
I'm
now
a big
Chip Coffee
fan.
Said very lovely things about you.
It means very, very much. And I don't want anyone to confuse my like disassociating with like not caring. It's just that I care so much.
You're so in shock.
That I just shut down. My nervous system is like, no, thank you. Not today. But no, I'm very, very honored. It's a wonderful feeling. I'm a huge fan of his and I am probably, and a couple people have sent me DMs being like, oh, he was also in this series and this series. So I got some more content, some coffee content.
I was thought for a second you were going to say people were trying to be really nice and let me know where else he's been on TV, but I've seen it all.
No, I haven't. I'm trying to play it cool, you know, so.
Well, you know what? If on day one of May, Chip Coffee is tagging you and stuff, I think it's going to be either completely downhill from here or it's going to be a great, great month.
It's either a good start or like a good start to a rough time. And it, you know, whatever. I'll take it.
Oh, well, anyway, welcome to our May listeners episode. For those of you who are new here, we put out an episode on the first of every month where we do a... where you can submit your own personal true crime and paranormal stories, and we read them back to you. And interesting, I feel like I haven't done a listener's episode in a long time. I feel like it's been like,
yeah,
I feel like someone
about?
Like someone, something happened last month. I feel like I didn't get the invite. It's
really?
Weird.
I feel yeah. like it was like our best episode yet. Like it went like viral. Mm. Like everybody loved it. You know,
that's crazy.
That's so weird that you wouldn't be there. I mean.
It's the silliest that, you know.
Did you listen to it?
I did. And y'all were very funny.
We didn't know what we were doing. The problem was Blaze was supposed to be on it. And then like last minute, we were like, wait, someone has to get Gio from daycare and watch the baby. So I was like, I guess we'll do it. It was like very, like literally within minutes of starting, we were like, I guess we just do this together.
Well, originally we were trying to bring back the, we were trying to bring back that one April Fool's from forever ago where we got like Allison and Zandy and Blaze, but Allison's out of the country. And then we were like, okay, maybe it could be Blaze and Zandy because people loved them when they stepped in for you during maternity leave. And then everyone was just dropping like flies. And so
I guess Zandy, I had to step up to the plate, you know?
I guess I also didn't even know that that's what was happening because Christine texted me later. It was like, it got handled, but not how you think.
I was like, don't worry about it. But also, it's not what you think it is. So just
I was like, so who? What happened? And Christy was like, "You'll find out."
I really was like, "Just wait a minute. I don't know. Someone will tag you." There were a couple people who literally tweeted before they got. They were like, "Oh my god, you uploaded to the wrong feed." A couple people did, and then quickly.
But that's how you started the episode. You were like, "It'd be really terrible if that happened."
I know, and some people actually fell for it, which cracked me up.
Well, hey, that's an April Fool's trick gone well, as far as I'm concerned.
I had a good time, you know.
Well, I guess we should get into these spooky stories. And I mean, I got nothing to say. I can't beat Chip Coffee, to be honest. So
honestly, nobody can. And I'm just thankful that you're so supportive of my excitement and emotional well-being that you.
As far as I'm concerned, he's going to carry you off into the sunset one day. So I'm just trying to enjoy my time with you until I don't ever see you again. By the way, I will let you know if something ever happens where you cross into another realm before I do, I will contact Chip Coffee specifically. So
he'll probably be there first. He'll be like, this ghost on the other side, she won't leave me the fuck alone and is demanding that I speak with you. I feel like I'll be like knocking on Chip's brain like, hello.
I feel like Chip Coffee is gonna DM me and be like, we don't know each other, but something real powerful is going on over here. All right. Well, from a range of like Chip Coffee to Zach Bagans, I'll definitely start with Chip Coffee to come find you. I think
I would start there.
Okay. Fair enough.
did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want. They have fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. That is so nice. So I received this beautiful lilac shrub, and Leona and I planted it together, and we did find a creepy, like, saint statue while we were digging up the yard. But that aside, it was really a wonderful experience. The funniest part is my neighbor, Anne, hi Anne, walked past me the other day and said, "Oh, I saw your lilac bush that you mentioned on the podcast." And I thought, wow, advertising really works, folks. I talked about that lilac shrub. She saw it in my yard. And I said, Leona and I worked very hard to plant that. And I also found a creepy saint while I dug it up. But anyway, the point being, it looks professional. It looks like a landscaper put it there, and a toddler and I actually put it there. So I feel like we've fooled everyone. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code DRINK at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code DRINK at checkout. fastgrowingtrees.com, code DRINK. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with brand new releases and next listen recommendations. There's a story for every listener, from classic favorites to exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors. Elevate your heart rate with a pulse-pounding collection of thrillers you can't hear anywhere else, all brought to life with Premiere Audio. From eerie soundscapes to dynamic voice performances, you're guaranteed to be on the edge of your seat. With female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks, Audible has your thrill needs covered. Plus, with an Audible membership, get access to thousands of titles and the chance to discover new favorites and formats, like the exclusive Words and Music series or a podcast. And Audible members can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. I have to tell you about a thriller I recently listened to on Audible. It's called None of This Is True, and it is actually about a true crime podcaster. And I was surprised how much I got into it. It has, speaking of like immersive sound, it was such a good audiobook. I actually recommended it for one of the recent And That's Why We Drink newsletters. I always go to Audible for my thriller fix. New Audible members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/drink or text DRINK to 500-500. That's audible.com/drink or text DRINK to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days.
Okay, so here is our first story. This is from Jenny, who uses she, her pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns, Jenny. And the story is called Tarot Card Coincidence.
Ooh, okay. I'm loving this.
And Jenny says, "Hi, I'm Christine, and That's Why We Drink crew. I'm Jenny, and I've been a fan for a couple of years, binge listening to catch up, and I started late 2020. I always found the listener stories to be so interesting and often spooky, but I never had anything like that happen to me, which I suppose is a good thing, if anything." Mm-hmm. I agree. Fair. I think no trouble is
good. No news is good news, yeah.
There it is. "But I listened to your new podcast, Rituals." Congrats, hey, by the way. Oh, by the way, we also have another podcast called Rituals exclusively on Spotify. Please go check it out. "I listened to your new podcast, Rituals, the episode on tarot, and it reminded me of a tarot story of my own." Christine loves the tarot episode of Rituals.
I do. It's my favorite.
"I've been quite interested in tarot, but to a similar level that you both had described, of not knowing all the cards' meanings, but liking it sort of vibes." Mm-hmm. "Anyway, this happened October 2021. At the time, I had been studying my butt off to prepare for a certification exam I needed to be qualified for to work at my dad's company. I was unemployed, and he was relocating and restarting up a business and needed a new employee. I have been out of college for a while, and getting back into the groove of studying was rough, to say the least. I was in the thick of it and stressed as hell because I wanted to pass the exam so I wouldn't have to pay the retake fees. Also, such bullshit that you have to pay to take a test. Well, In the United States, baby, you can pay for everything.
You have to pay, right? Everything costs something.
Wait till you get a cold. You're going to be bummed out. The exam was December, so I had a little bit of time. But before this whole exam prepping happened, back in the summer, I had planned a trip to Colorado, and that's where I had graduated from university. Go Bears. And I wanted to visit my best friends, and that just happened to be in October. So fast forward, I'm in Colorado, and my friend and I are walking around Pearl Street in Boulder. And if you don't know, we were literally just there. And if you don't, by the way, I got recognized by two very lovely people on Pearl Street in Boulder. And what did they do? How did they approach you?
Well, there was one in a toy store, and there were two people in a toy store who came and said hi. They were sisters, and one of them, it was their birthday.
Oh.
And then one of them climbed through a bush because I was sitting down having a beer with Eva and Rachel. And she, like, all of a sudden I heard a noise from behind me in the shrubbery. And she was like, hello. And she'd climbed through a bush.
See, I got recognized. I was sitting on a bench eating something really disgusting. What was it? Like, it was like really really messy and sticky. And I had to have looked like a crazy person. Oh, it was a caramel apple. And like,
it's literally worse than I could have imagined.
And so I was like sloshing through it. And I was looking around and I saw these two girls sitting on the bench next to me, or at the next bench over. And I was like, oh man, they have ice cream. Like, I kind of want ice cream after this. And so I was like, I'm going to go ask them where they got the ice cream from. And then before I ever even asked, apparently they had been following me, and they waited, and then they chose to sit at that bench. And I guess they were waiting until I finished my caramel apple to come say hi.
God.
And so as I went to go throw my apple away, they were like, we've just been wanting to say hi for so long. And I was like, I wanted to ask you where to get ice cream. So let's both do each other a favor.
Tit for tat.
Anyway, that was my experience.
Okay, you were like,
Pearl
what
Street
did they do? And I was like, I don't know. Did they like?
I know if it was the same two people who like followed you around and sat on a bench.
Oh, maybe they were in the toy store. But I also want to say, Pearl Street was one of that was like. So I went with Eva and her girlfriend to get like beers and stuff, and it was like one of the first times I've been just like out and about like post-COVID in like a totally quote-unquote normal like area, and just like shopping around and like having a beer, and it was
lovely.
It was magical. So yes, yeah,
I went to an oxygen bar there. That was fun.
I should have stepped into that, but
that was a good time. We had fun. Pearl Street. Okay. So fast forward, I'm in Colorado, and my friends and I are walking around Pearl Street in Boulder. And if you don't know, Pearl Street is like the hub of the town. Everyone goes there to shop, the weird shops, and eat the touristy food, a classic. And with all classic shopping areas like this are people with little tables offering card readings.
I miss that.
Me too. Well, my friend and I were taking a break and discussing where we were going to go next. And I had noticed a lady with a small table and a little sign, but I couldn't read it from where I was sitting. As we were about to leave, I tell my friend that I want to see what that little table is. Getting closer, lo and behold, a person offering card readings.
Oh, I thought it was going to be M eating a caramel apple. And I was like, don't get any closer.
Good one, Christine. I had always been curious, but never wanted to pay the $10 or whatever. But for some reason, I was compelled to sit down and get a reading. It was simple, shuffle the cards and pull one. So I sat there shuffling the cards, and then a card falls out. The person tells me that usually that's a sign, and I knew it was as well. So I picked that card up, and flipping it over, I get the Phoenix Wright. I don't know what deck the person was using, but I had never seen a card like that. The number associated with it was 42.
Right, I immediately like write like a pencil?
R-I-T-E, like Rite Aid, R-I-T-E.
Oh, right, like a ritual. Interestingly enough. Okay.
Uh-huh. Like Rite Aid. Yeah.
Like Rite Aid.
Okay. Flipping it over, I get the Phoenix Wright, and the number associated with it is 42. I immediately thought of the meaning of life being 42, yep. And I had a nice chuckle to myself. The card's description is intuition, ritual, rite of passage, a mile marker, or significant event in one's own personal history.
Mm.
And Rite Aid. And I had Goose Cam. I had been thinking about my exam this whole time and worried about it. So seeing the card was like a reassuring sign that I would make it and pass. Fast forward to the day of the exam, and yes, I did pass, woo-hoo, but by 2 points.
Oh my God.
Talk about a close call. Fast forward again, I'm eating lunch at my new job, listening to this episode about tarot, and this realization hits me like a ton of bricks that the card I chose was the Phoenix. The company I work for is Phoenix Tech.
Whoa!
Thanks for reading my story. I hope it was interesting. Keep up all the wonderful work you do and have a lovely day.
Okay, it's kind of funny too, because you mentioned and the word ritual is part of that card's meaning, and you mentioned our Rituals Tarot episode. I feel like there's a lot of
layers crossover here.
Yeah, a lot of layers.
I love a lasagna story. And a lot of layers.
Obviously, all the Pearl Street stuff we decided to insert from our end. So
yes, well, I love that too.
Yeah, what a lot of meaning. I like that story a lot. Okay, so the next one I have for you is from Erica. She, her. Thank you, Erica. It says, hello, all. I've been a fan of your show for a few years now. Oh, should I read the title? Sorry. It's called Random Ghost Adventures Experience at a Concert.
Hey, okay.
Okay. I've been a fan of your show for a few years now, and I feel like y'all might appreciate this little strange synchronicity that happened at a concert recently. So another little synchronicity. I watch your episodes every Sunday when they drop and have noticed that Ghost Adventures and Zach Bagans have been mentioned a lot lately as I pull up my Zach Bagans blanket that I'm currently under. Here we go. Okay.
I feel like so far you've said nothing new, my friend.
Yeah, just this is exactly same old, same
we also
old.
We also talk a lot about Leona, lemons, sandwiches. Zach Bagans is always
Starbucks.
Top of the list.
All of it. Okay. I've noticed that Ghost Adventures Zach Bagans have been mentioned a lot lately. It's kind of funny because my nephew used to be obsessed with Zach Bagans as a kid. Literally requested the Zach Bagans spiky haircut as a small child and everything. That's adorable. But other than that experience nearly a decade ago and hearing y'all talk about the show / roast ZB, rightfully so, for the orphan tears bit. Yikes. Yeah. The orphan tears falling from the sky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Where he's like... Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, he the rain reminds me of orphan tears.
Like, he deserves a little bit of roasting for that. I'm sorry. So thank you, Erica, for acknowledging that. Okay, so I don't really hear or see much about Ghost Adventures. So you can imagine my surprise when I'm at an EDM show in Detroit, just dancing and having a good old time, when one of the DJs, Boogie T, grabs the mic in the middle of... This sounds like a weird dream so far, but okay. One of the DJs, Boogie T, grabs the mic in the middle of a set and yells, "Shout out to Zach Bagans!"
Boogie T. Hang on. I think, Chrissy, I think you're laughing because you've been outed as a DJ.
It's like Marshmallow, but I'm Boogie T and I have like a big
booger on your head.
A big booger on my head. And I'm okay. Sorry. This is my alter ego. Boogie T. Shout out to Zach Bagans. Check out Ghost Adventures dropping every Thursday on Discovery Plus. What the hell?
Wait,
by the way.
Can we hire Boogie T to do that at concerts for us? Just be like, check out it. That's why we drink every Sunday.
Then he said something about how much he loves the show and went right into a very wubby dubstep song. I'm paraphrasing, of course, because I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was abundantly clear that he's a big fan of Mr. Bagel Bites. Laughing emoji. I couldn't tell if the song he played after it was a remix of ZB's or not. Oh, it might have been because ZB does his...
It was that stupid Immortal Portal song, wasn't it?
Immortal Portal. Oh, so it probably he was like, shout out to Zach Bagans and played his song. That makes so much sense.
We're piecing it together.
Erica,
if I could get
you're so smart.
If I could get a dubstep version of Immortal Portal, I'd lose my
fucking mind. Isn't it already
mind.
Like EDM? Isn't it already?
It's like headbanging. It feels more metal.
Oh,
than...
it's not. Okay. I don't know that it feels metal. I feel like that's.
It certainly doesn't feel dubsteppy.
It doesn't. Okay. I mean, clearly I haven't listened
to it very much. It's hardcore. It's very like headbangy.
Oh, okay. I'll re-listen for research purposes, obviously.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't tell if the song he played after it was a remix of ZB's or not, because even though I listen to EDM, it's still hard to differentiate songs sometimes. Anyway, it was random AF and made me chuckle. I hope you got a little kick out of it, too. Y'all are the best, Erica.
I like how, like, listeners' episodes have just turned into, like, I had an encounter with Zach Bagans, and that's
and
it.
And we just eat it up. We eat it up.
If there was ever, if I could make a request one time, and it doesn't have to be like next month or anything, but once we have gathered enough stories, I'd love for there to be an episode where there's no ghost or true crime talk. It's just people's like personal experiences running into Zach Bagans.
We are flying too close to the sun, my friend.
Okay, never mind. I don't mean that.
You, and now we're like, let's push it even further.
Okay, but if you also have personal experiences of Chip Coffee, we could totally do a whole episode on that, because I'm sure he would just walk up to you with his scarf and tell you just when and how you die, but compliment you at the same time. You don't even notice.
I would be into it, I think.
I think I would be too. All right. Well, thank you, Erica, for letting me know that there's a different remix to a song that I already secretly listen to in the car all the time.
Okay. Great. Yeah, it's electronica. It's not heavy metal.
Electronica. I don't know the differences.
So like
sorry.
EDM, I would say, right? Okay. Someone's going to email
us. I just said
I
don't know.
I know, but I feel like someone's going to message us and be like, that's not right. Electronic dance music is what EDM
I will say. It was
for.
Not dubstep. It did not feel like.
It probably is not dubstep. Yeah.
If there is a dubstep, though, version of it, I'll take it. All right, the next person is let me make sure that I always feel like I always say the person's name and then later it's like, please don't
say
my
name.
Well, it says preferred name and pronouns, not quite a psychic. Oh, okay. And ooh. Pronouns, I know, I'm like, mystery.
What are their
and
pronouns?
She, her.
Oh, okay.
So not quite a psychic says, firstly, hello to all members of the And That's Why We Drink family. You are loved by many more people than you could ever know.
What?
Wait a minute.
That's so nice.
And then we do a little bit of a dip here with a trigger warning.
Okay.
So for gun violence and then also EDs, if that is your thing.
Eating disorder?
Yeah.
EDM?
EDMs. That's, hey, if you have a trigger against EDM music, you do whatever you need to do. Maybe turn this off. Don't listen to Zach Bagans for sure.
Don't. Definitely don't.
So let's crack into it. About 10 years ago when I was in high school, I spent all my time at a dance studio and we just started the new season. And one of my friends, let's call her C, missed the first week of class, which was weird. I texted her and she said she would be back the next week. She never came back and I didn't hear from her anymore that year.
What?
Whoa. But this entire time I was having dreams where she was laying in a hospital, just skin and bone connected to tubes and wires.
Oh, my God.
Every time I had that dream, she would get a little better and a little healthier. And the next year she came back to dance and told me that she was in rehab for an eating disorder.
Oh.
And I had another dream like this just the other night, which is what prompted me to write in. I dreamt I was in a car. I looked over and there was a man with a gun pointed at my head.
What?
I woke up as he fired it. When I woke up, it was 3:30 a.m.
Oh, God.
I had trouble sleeping after that. And after a few hours, I got the urge to look up some local news. And there was a story about a woman who was shot in the head by a guy while driving on a strip of the highway very close to my place.
What?
The crime took place at 3:30 a.m. that night.
No.
The woman survived and is in recovery. Thank God. But these dreams are quite prophetic because they don't tell the future, but they're certainly creepy. It's weird because, sorry, that was the end of it. Thank you so much. Not quite
they are
a psychic,
prophetic
except,
or they are not prophetic?
They aren't quite prophetic because they don't tell the future. But it's still, yeah, it's weird because it feels like this person's getting visions of the present just in different
yeah,
areas.
It's sort of like your consciousness went into somebody else's experience, like while they were having it.
Like an astral jumping or something.
And also, what a decision for your subconscious to make, like, whose body should I jump into? How about this one? The one about to get shot. Like, what happens that your consciousness like goes into that person's for a minute? I wonder like what draws that. I don't know.
I don't know if this person is dealing with it, but I feel like I would be 100% racking my brain of like, why am I like, what am I supposed to do with this information?
Right.
If it's happening right
now.
Was
it random? Was it like,
it's not even like you can prevent it. Even if you knew who the person was or the place, like you just like get, like you just have to see this happening in real time. And then that's the end of it. That's so weird.
That's so really weird. Trippy. I mean, I do. Yeah. Wow. I would be freaked out by every dream I had at that point.
Yeah.
Like, what does it mean?
Any scary dream, I'd be like, I just watched and through someone's eyes that happened to them. God. Oh, that's terrible.
That is fascinating.
Thank you for writing in about it. I'm sorry you're dealing with that. Okay, so here's the thing. Christine just learned about Slack, the app about like where people can... And Christine won't stop talking about it. She's like so obsessed with this like organization group chat app.
I haven't even downloaded it yet. Like, I'm obsessed with it. I haven't even used it yet.
But apparently there's like, it's like Discord, but for work. So there's like a bunch of people who can like, add channels and groups and like all talk to each other. I'm surprised there isn't like, and then that's why we drink channel yet, where people who are dealing with the shit can find each other. Like where it's like, hey, I'm dealing with it too. Like you're not alone I'm with sure these there creepy are. Dreams. If there is, can someone let me know about it? I don't know about it, but I feel like
we should make it.
If it doesn't exist, I'd love to make it because I feel like people should certainly be able to use us for support.
But that's more of a Discord thing because we don't want everybody in our Slack being like, oh, like seeing all our calendar events. You'd be so bored, like immediately.
And then also being like, I had another dream tonight where someone might may or may not have gotten severely hurt. No, but if there's a Discord or something like that, please let us know because I would love to be in the know or promote it or whatever it is.
Well, there's definitely a Beach Too Sandy Discord where people also discuss, and that's why we drink. So I know that exists already.
Ooh, fun.
I'm in that one, but we don't have unless somebody else made a Discord, we don't have one. There's a Patreon one. I don't know.
There's an M Discord, but there's not, and that's why we drink one.
What, like you have a Discord?
When I was doing my streaming before RJ took the computers, there was like a whole in the divorce. I didn't name them. They named themselves, but it's a group called M's Bitches.
Oh, and I forgot about that.
They all, I don't know. I don't know what they talk about. Maybe me, maybe, I don't know.
Yikes.
But I am a part of it. I just haven't looked in there for a while. I hope everyone's doing okay.
I don't want to be part of that. Don't invite me.
That's fine. You were not. You know what? Now you certainly will not be. Don't worry. only true fans. Anyway.
Well, I'm certainly not a true fan. I never claim to be. Okay.
I know. Well, thank you. Not quite a psychic, even though I would argue you're very much something's going on.
I was
going
to say maybe also, I mean, this is not my place to tell you, but like one suggestion, just take it or leave it. But like, it sounds like you're able to astral project without even trying.
I wonder how you learn to control that.
Yeah, I wonder if that's something you can learn to kind of like, control. But I don't know, just a thought.
Well, you'd be able to ask and answer these kinds of things in a Discord.
I would say I know the answer, actually. It's lucid dreaming. You can learn to harness that kind of thing during lucid dreaming. And it sounds like you're already a step ahead of everybody.
If thinking about salsa in a variety of delicious flavors and heat levels makes your mouth water, you need to check out Green Mountain Gringo. And make sure to turn the jar around and take a look at its clean backside, a list of its all-natural ingredients. Of course, that's what I meant, of course. And all their products are preservative-free, too. With the medium salsa, you get hearty chunks of tomatoes, tomatillos, peppers, and onions in every scoop. I'm reading the ad and my mouth is watering. Anyway, the hot salsa brings flavorful heat to every meal with each bite, containing jalapenos, serrano peppers, and other savory herbs. Plus, they've got a hot sauce with a tangy, spicy flavor that enhances the simplest of meals. It's perfect for avocado egg toast or tacos. I sort of feel like they're reading my mind because I put salsa on almost everything, but specifically, I use their salsa. I use usually the medium salsa and then also the hot sauce on my avocado egg toast. And I don't know how the script knew that. Maybe everybody eats this, but I always make toast with avocado and then I put scrambled eggs on top and I put salsa. I can't eat it without salsa. And the Green Mountain Gringo is always there for me in the fridge because it really adds to, I mean, any meal if you're me, but definitely the eggs avocado toast situation. Visit greenmountaingringo.com and start shopping. Use the store locator to find Green Mountain Gringo products, get inspiration for recipes, and purchase products using promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off. That's promo code PODCAST24. And don't forget to check out their backside.
So you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what's next. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. In fact, I actually shout this at any friends I have who are engaged because it saved my life when I was planning my wedding. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire process with their free planning tools. I tell my friends Zola is a one-stop shop, right? This is the key to planning a wedding. I didn't even have a wedding planner. I used Zola and they were so helpful on every front. Everything from save the dates to a wedding website to online RSVPs to finding vendors. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Okay, so this is from Reed P, who uses they, them pronouns. Thank you, Reed. Subject, mom found her watch, comma, I found my paranoia, colon, a break-in story. Powerful title. I live in South Central Kentucky. Hey, yo, I live in Northern Kentucky, but I see you. I live in South Central Kentucky. My mother decided at that time she was going to take my brother, age 9, and myself, age 12, on a day trip an hour and a half away from our home to get back to school, clothes in Lexington, mainly as a treat since my parents just got over their really nasty divorce. Anyway, we left about 8 a.m. and didn't get back until 9 p.m. When we pulled into the driveway, we noticed our front door was wide open. Someone had broken into our home. Mainly worried about what was taken, we all dashed into the house. There was paper scattered everywhere, clothes thrown about, jewelry boxes were emptied, and small electronics were gone. We called the police station, and they said they were going to send someone over in the morning to investigate, so we locked the door, cleaned up a bit, and went to sleep since we were all exhausted, and all of us are pretty deep sleepers. Anyway, morning came. I was the first to wake up as usual, but to the knocking at my front door. So I went to go unlock the door, but it wasn't locked anymore. I brushed it off. Uh-oh, I don't like that.
I don't like that. No. I don't like that you brushed it off either.
I know. I mean, you're 12, so I guess we can't fault you, but I brushed it off, let the cop inside, and asked him to have a seat while I woke up my mom. What a polite 12-year-old.
I know.
About 2 months later, we get a call saying they had found the men who robbed our house, and they were searching their home for our stolen belongings. So later that day, we went to the police station to collect my mom's laptop, our PlayStation, and a couple other odds and ends. My mom noticed her grandmother's Mickey Mouse watch wasn't in the box the officer handed her. She asked the officer to see if they could ask the man if he had pawned or sold the watch since it's something she couldn't replace. The officer looked at my mom and told her he would keep an eye out, but he had something more important to tell her.
Oh, God. What?
He said that one of the men that robbed our house had confessed and specifically about our house. She looked at the officer with a strange face and I squeezed my mom's hand. He took a sharp breath and said, "One of the men we have in custody let us know that when you and your children came home that night, he was still in the house." That's where I was afraid this was going.
Oh, no.
His partner was going back to their home to empty the car of your belongings. My eyes widened. Quote, in a matter of fact, he states that he hid under the bed in your daughter's room until you all had
fallen asleep? Is that what you're about to say?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's fucking worst nightmare.
I mean, thank God they only wanted to rob the house.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
That could have been even worse than it already is.
It's when I think about my OCD and my compulsion to check under the bed, and then I think, but what would I do if I actually saw someone? I don't know.
I would freeze for sure. I'd fight or flight.
I would probably do the chip coffee thing, and I would go, okay, that's enough for me today, and just like go to bed. I think I would just totally disassociate.
I honestly don't know what I would do. I can't even. And also, like talk about. Truly justified paranoia, especially like
absolutely.
Oh my god. Wow.
Okay. He hid under the bed. Oh my fucking god. He hid under the bed in your daughter's room until you all had fallen asleep that night, and then he exited out the front door around 3 a.m.
He waited all the way until 3 a.m. Oh
probably
my god.
Out of like to make sure everyone was asleep. I don't know. This sent me into my first panic attack. I was shocked and horrified. Then I remembered the lock. I started crying and realized that he could have very... Okay. Also, I feel like not to, you know, boss around a cop, okay, but I feel like he could have probably told your mother this separately and then let her decide when to tell you, not tell the 12-year-old, hey, there was this guy under your guys' bed all night. Whatever. So then I remembered the lock. I started crying and realized that he could have very easily massacred my entire family, that while I slept that night, a 40-year-old man hid directly under me next to a box of Barbies I hadn't played with in about 6 years. So I never checked under my bed. Honestly, I couldn't even remember when the last time I was actually under my bed. After they got me calm, my mom took us back home and I grabbed a flashlight and looked under my bed. I had to know where he was. But when I shined the flashlight, I noticed a metallic gleam. It was my great-grandmother's watch.
Oh, holy my God. Shit. Whoa. That's a
doozy.
That's a heavy one.
Yeah.
That's a heavy one.
Read... I'm sorry.
Honestly, like, fully justified paranoia for the rest of your life.
Nightmare.
This is, like, I feel like you would certainly only need beds now that are completely lying on the floor. One.
Yeah, yeah.
Two, I would be so paranoid about locking every single door for the rest of time. Or any hiding spot I'd always be wary of. Oh my God, I can't even imagine. That would be so scary.
So scary.
That's all I got. I have nothing else to say except I just feel bad. That's terrible. That's awful.
Yeah.
And I also wonder like how, like when people had clearly broken in, like why wasn't there like a more thorough scanning of the house? Like they called the cops before, right?
They called the cops and then the cops said, we'll come check it out in the morning because it was nighttime.
Oh, right.
Assume the parents or whoever or the mom said, you know, like, oh, they left. They took our stuff. We'll lock up and see you in the morning to write a report or whatever.
I feel like if I saw a window open, I would just be like, well, that would be when I had my Christine moment of just shutting down. If I just saw the window open, I'd be like, okay,
window open?
Because when they first saw that, like, there was a window open in the house, and that's how they knew someone broke in.
Oh, I think the front door was open.
Oh, the front door was open.
Yeah.
In that moment, I would have been like, okay, well, I'm just not going to go back in that house. Like,
goodbye, house. It's been a fun time.
I'm getting a hotel for the night.
Goodbye, Barbies.
A cop can close that door for me. I'm done.
Yeah.
Wow, that's just awful. That's so terrible.
What a story.
Here is... one from Nicole, and Nicole uses she, her pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns, Nicole. This story is called Bobby Mackey's Shortest Ghost Tour.
Ooh, that's right near me.
It is right near you. I feel like in the Hercene Shifter episode, when I interviewed, Blaze about the Shifter, he said, oh, well, Bobby Mackey's is pretty nearby where the Shifter was born. So you tell me, maybe it's just a portal and the anomaly kind of slithered out.
I forgot about that.
Okay. Hi, and that's why we drink family, humans, babies, petrified fruit, animals, et cetera, et cetera. I have several stories that I've been wanting to sit down and submit since I started listening to you 3 years ago, but always found a reason not to until now. I just recently had the scariest paranormal experience, and I knew this is the one I had to share. My best friend and I were planning a 10-day long ghost tour. Wow, you and your friend sound so fucking fun, by the way.
Committed. I mean, I'm like, Em and I could barely plan 10 days of anything, but that sounds like just down our alley.
10 days of snacks is as far as we've gotten. My best friend and I were planning a 10-day long ghost tour that was partially inspired by the podcast. Aww. Stops include the McRaven House and Bobby Mackey's Music World in April of 2020. Oh, so fresh into COVID.
Whoa.
Obviously, it did not happen. Thank you, COVID. And fast forward to April of 2022, and we finally decided to take a quick trip to Wilder, Kentucky to visit Bobby Mackey's for both a show on Saturday and a ghost tour on Sunday.
Fun.
My roommate and I are both very sensitive to the paranormal. Like I mentioned, I have a million stories I could share. So we fully anticipated having experiences. And during the show on Saturday, I felt nothing. I was honestly surprised, but not necessarily disappointed. I feel like that's how I feel about ghosts too. I'm like, I'm shocked I didn't experience a haunting today, but also I'm not going to complain
about
it.
So relieved.
My roommate experienced a draft that when we switched seats, I did not feel, but that was it. On Sunday, after some of the best damn drinks I ever had, shout out to Taylor at Old Kentucky Bourbon Bar. Okay.
Ooh, I don't know where that is.
We made it, and it's a bourbon bar, so Blaze might be into it too.
Old Kentucky
Bourbon Bar.
Well, is it old or old?
Old.
Old. Oh my God. It's in Covington where you and I went on that with. Was Eva with us at that point? We went on our little jaunt.
A jaunt.
Remember our jaunt? We went through and did a couple stops. We went to the oddities store and.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, go ask for Taylor next time you're there.
I'm all about it.
We made it to our paranormal tour at Bobby Mackey's that night. And from the minute we walked in, I felt uneasy. The tour consisted of me, my roommate, a couple, and the tour guide, Jan. And they have to lock you in the building because they've had issues with people just walking in before. Hoi. The tour started in the main bar where Jan was explaining where the room of faces and the well room were in relation to where we were. In the moment, I had already decided, at the very least, I'm not going into the room of faces.
I'm already deciding that. I don't even know what that is anymore, but
if I even go into the basement at all, fair enough. I tried to pray, which usually brings me comfort in those moments, but I could not form a coherent thought in my head. Ew, I don't like that.
I don't like that it's like no praying for you.
It controlled your mind. Ugh. Which then makes me fear every other ghost that if they know that they can just turn it off at any moment. Anytime I have gotten scared, they were able to, one, hear my thoughts, and two, they let me think I had the free will of thinking for myself. I hate that.
That's very deep.
Well, thank you. Well, that's me. Old deep M.
Old Kentucky.
M. Old Kentucky Bourbon Bar and old deep M. I could not form a coherent thought in my head. I continued to feel a growing sense of unease. And as we moved further into the room, Jan pointed her flashlight to the area where my roommate felt the draft from and said, a lot of people see shadows over there. That's when I decided that when we leave the building to go to the storm cellar doors to the basement, I was going to leave. I like how, like, Nicole's already has an escape plan routed out. Yeah. Like, okay, so there's that door. I'm gone.
Good for you.
The tour guide had us move to the stage area where we sat so she can give us history of the venue. At this point, I can hear her talking, but it doesn't sound right. I see shadow figures lining the walls, and I heard a growl come from the green room. Ugh. However, the real panic did not set in until I felt a hand on my back. Goodbye.
Okay.
See ya. I waited, at least I thought, until Jan was done talking and said, may I ask a question? When Jan said yes, I asked, has anyone ever left the tour early before? And she said yes, and then asked, why, are you going to bail? To which I immediately burst into tears, which was really abnormal for me. And I felt like something was squeezing my heart and my throat from the inside. I kept repeating, I can't breathe. I need to get out of here, over and over, until Jan walked us out of the building. She then said, normally people leave before going into the basement, but I've never had anyone bail this early before.
Oh.
I responded by saying that whatever is inside is pure evil and she needs to be extra safe tonight. Ew.
Dear God.
When we got in the car, my roommate said she felt something pressing on her neck. When we think whatever it was standing behind us, pressing on my back with one hand and pinching her neck with the other. I have never felt fear like I did in that place. My roommate then said she knew it must be bad because I interrupted our tour guide mid-sentence to ask to leave. I was confused because I made sure to wait until she was done speaking. I told the roommate the last thing I heard, which was right before the growl. And she said the tour guide talked for a solid 5 minutes after that.
Oh, no.
Ew. So she heard a growl and then it like halted her ability to notice anything.
Ew.
All in all, I lasted 10 minutes into a 2-hour ghost tour. It was not my first tour and I have a pretty high scare threshold, but I never want to set foot in that building again and am truly concerned about the spiritual safety of all who work there. Anyway, thanks for being awesome and bringing the world your podcast. I would be lying if I said I wasn't secretly hoping to run into Christine at one of the many bourbon bars we went to.
Oh, well, you're not here anymore, huh?
There's more. Much love to you all, Nicole. And then a PS.
Okay.
P.S. I went to your Pittsburgh show on March 17th, and I saw a strange mist circling M at the beginning of the show. After a while, the mist went away, so who knows, but be safe out there. Nicole, I will let you know. We can debunk this. There have been a few venues where when we send in, like, in advance and we, like, tell them, like, hey, this is what we want the show to look like. These are the color lights we want up. Some people have heard, oh, we want the stage to look spooky. And there's been like two or three venues that have said like, oh, well, we have like a fog machine, like a haze machine, if you wanted us to turn that on. And there, we've tried it one time and then we like, I couldn't breathe on stage because it was like hitting me in the face.
It's not cute.
But the time you're referring to, I think this was Pittsburgh. And then there was another location too where they started the haze like in the middle of the show.
I just want to tell it from Eva's perspective because Eva said, you know, if you read this PS out loud, like just know in advance. So Eva was sitting backstage and watching and was like, what is that? And they were like, oh, we turned on the fog machine. And she was like, please turn it off. And so they turned but it was on for like a minute or like less than, which is why it probably looked like, oh, a mist. And then it disappeared because they were like, we were like, cut the fog because we've tried it and it just doesn't work well. And M made a good point, like it looks almost like smoke and we don't want it to
looks like a fire starting backstage.
We're not trying to get that energy going in a crowded theater, if you understand. So we hate to rain on your parade, but I think that was probably the fog machine because Pittsburgh specifically accidentally was a place turned that it happened. On yeah. So but if, that's so funny.
One thing we can't explain, though, is we've gone to a few shows where people have gone up to Christine afterwards and said, like, I saw a solid black human-shaped mass behind you. Those we can't explain with haze. So
yeah, that one, I unfortunately was not part of the rider or the advance, as far as I know, unless Eva's playing some cruel joke, which I don't think she is. But I do think those sightings were when I was feeling like I was having some weird attachment or curse or something. And so that gave me extra freaky vibes. I remember being like, cool. So there is something watching me because I felt like there was. And then someone's like, oh, there's this really creepy shape behind you.
Yep.
Anyway, okay. Well, thank you so much. That sounds terrible. Is it weird that I'm like scared to live 10 minutes away from here?
I do wonder like how far the average ghost walks to other locations,
or do they float I don't know,
or just appear. Like I wonder how easy it would be for something to just kind of
because
stumble into your house.
You were there when I discovered my least favorite building I've ever encountered, and to this day I walked past it earlier today.
Paper factory or the bread factory or something.
It's like a printing factory. It's an old printing factory, and I don't know what it is, but like it turns my stomach. And it's right near where Bobby Mackey's is. And I feel like every time I take a walk with the baby and she falls asleep and I just wander, I just end up on that corner. And I'm like, great. All the things that I don't want to be thinking about right in front of my face.
Ew.
I don't like that.
That was also the building where a man, for no reason at all, was dressed head to toe as Batman. And he was just circling the block. It was a very odd part of town.
And the tour guide was like, listen, I do this tour like every other night. And this is very strange. Like I don't know why Batman's here.
What an odd part of town.
And I was also 9 months pregnant. I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing here?
Well, before you get into the last story, I accidentally clicked it and I see the general theme of what's going on here. So can I do a PSA first?
Sure.
The summer is coming up, and I don't know if anyone remembers from last year, but last year, I think it was July, we had our inaugural Cryptid Poetry Slam.
Yeah, we did.
And we did say it would become an annual thing. So we have not announced anything yet, but we are in the very, very early stages of prepping that, where it was a poetry slam and auction.
A live auction. Slam,
and
spooky stories.
Oh,
cryptid stories. Mm-hmm.
And let's just say, I think this is going to be... This is a good one to start warming everyone up to.
I'm so sad you skipped ahead because I was going to do a whole introduction, but I guess that's what I'm okay.
It's my own fault. I totally did it.
Oh, well. Okay. So this is what I have for you. This was
sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm glad you mentioned it, because now we can really lean into it. I think Eva clearly is kicking things off here. So yeah, dust off your vegan leather bound journals and get to writing, because we have requests, okay, for more of this kind of stuff. This is from Trish, who uses she her pronouns. Thank you, Trish. And the subject is a haunting slam poetry entry. She says, "Hey, y'all, I'm Trish. Not sure if you still do these, as I've made it to June 2021. Congrats, Christine. One day I will revel you with stories of my youth that include the paranormal, aliens, and true crime. But today I have a slam poetry entry. I wouldn't say it's good necessarily, but I enjoyed it, and I hope you do too. We'll be the judge of that, Trish."
It's going to be great.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be May.
Okay, you ready, Em?
Yeah.
I don't have my jazzy piano music ready, but it's okay.
I love your jazzy piano music. I can't wait till we can do that again.
Okay. Fear and sorrow fuel her. Never-ending money, never-ceasing work. It is never enough. It never ends. Fear may fuel them. Never-ending confusion, never-ceasing work. Is this enough? Will it ever end?
Whoa.
Inciting fear is their fuel. Never-ending sorrow, never-ceasing work. It will never be enough. She will never fool them. Sorrow is inside of me, deep in my roots, never ceasing work. It's been more than enough. The burden was never mine. Her mind is her prison, destroyed by guilt, never ceasing work, never satisfied, carrying this unto her grave. I was never her prison, nor her savior. The work has ceased. She is gone. I can rest. I am Winchester House.
What?
That was good.
I was like, where is this going? I was trying to think of cryptids where I was like, never ceasing.
I'm so glad I didn't like skip ahead on the, because that just got me right at the end. I got goose cam there. She says, I hope you enjoyed this even just a tad bit, and hope to see y'all in Nashville soon. Much love, Trish. Wow, I like that a lot.
I love that, never ceasing. I was so like, powerful. What could this, I was like, I'm racking my head here trying me to think too. Of what this could mean. And now it totally makes sense.
I was thinking like, is this about the Hercene shifter or something? And I'm like, I'm too lazy for this to be about me.
I mean, I know that last year we seemed to get quite a lot of Mothmans and Bigfoot poetry at our Cryptid Slam.
Yep.
I have a feeling at least someone is going to insert a shifter.
A situation. yeah, that would be so fun.
Well, anyway, that has kicked the season off, I think. So everyone, what did you say? What? Get your vegan leather bound journals out,
dust them off, baby, because we are getting into Gemini season. Chip Coffee is on board. Zach Bagans is accidentally involved now too, as usual. We're having a good time, per usual. And listen, I'm feeling good about life, you know.
I'm telling you, this is going to be a good month for us. I feel it, fingers crossed.
In my bones. That's what we said about 2020. So let's not put any sort of...
Never mind. Okay. Well, we'll see how
fine.
It goes.
It's going to be fine.
And
that's
why
we
drink.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.